This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news headlines first. Results of the first phase local level election coming in. Results for 199 local units declared so far. Second parliament session prorogued since last midnight and more than 3,000 jailbirds escaped from the main prison in Democratic Republic of Congo. Now the news in detail. The results of the first phase of local level elections held on May 14 are coming out. Till now, the results of 58 municipalities and 141 rural municipalities have been declared, which means that the total number of local units to be declared so far is 199. According to the latest results, Nepali Congress has backed 21 mayors and 15 deputy mayors and 59 village council chairs and 53 village council vice chairs. Altogether, there have been 80 chairs of local units from Nepali Congress. Likewise, 28 CPN-UML candidates have been victorious in the post of mayor, while 31 have secured victories for the post of deputy mayor. Similarly, UML candidates have also secured victory for the post of chairman in 51 and vice chairman in 56 village municipalities. Meanwhile, 9 mayors and 8 deputy mayors have been elected from CPN Maoist Center. Maoist Center candidates have been victorious in the post of 27 chairman of village municipalities and 28 have secured victories for the post of village vice chair so far. Similarly, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has garnered victory for 2 mayors and 1 village council chair. They have also won 2 vice chair in the village councils. Rashtriya Jana Morcha has also garnered victory in 1 village council and 3 independent candidates have won the post of village municipality chairs. An independent candidate has also been elected as vice chair of a village council. Likewise, Naya Sakti Party has also opened an account, winning a post of village council chair. Voting is also going on for the 4 metropolitan cities of the country. Bidya Sundar Sakya of CPN-UML is leading the race for the post of mayor of Kathmandu Metropolis with 8,691 votes, while second is Rajaraj Joshi of Nepali Congress with 5,977 votes. Similarly, Chiribau Marjan of Nepali Congress is leading the vote count for the mayor's post of Lalitpur Metropolitan City with 13,023 votes, while Hari Krishna Benjinkar of CPN-UML is second with 11,508 votes. Likewise, Man Badu GC of CPN-UML is leading at Pokhara Lekhnath Metropolitan City with 12,692 votes, while Ramji Kumar of Nepali Congress is running a close second with 12,228 votes. Likewise, in Bharatpur Metropolitan City, Devi Gewali of CPN-UML is leading with 11,584 votes, while Renu Dahal of CPN Maoist Center is a close second with 11,142 votes. The government has acknowledged Tharuhat Tarai Madhes movement as a political one. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singhadarbar yesterday acknowledged the Madhes movement as a political one. It made a decision that the Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs will present a proposal at the recommendation of the Ministry of Home Affairs to the next meeting of the Council of Ministers for withdrawing the cases filed against those participating in the movement. Likewise, the Council of Ministers yesterday took a decision to declare martyrs to Navaraj Pathak of Namo Buddha Municipality, Kabra District, who died due to the firing opened by security personnel, and Kul Bahadur Tamang of Dholka District, who was killed in a clash in course of the local level election on May 14, and to provide ex gratia support of 1 million rupees to their families. The government also decided to make arrangements for providing free education to Pathak and Tamang's children. The Council of Ministers has appointed Bhawani Prasad Baral of Tharan, the chair of Press Council Nepal. The government has also made a decision whereby the general public too could avail of medical services from the hospitals and health centers run by Nepal Police and Nepalese Army. The government will establish coordination with the related bodies of the Nepal Police and Nepalese Army to provide health services to common public. The cabinet meeting also decided to introduce the Chure Tarai Madhes Protection and Management Master Plan for the management of river systems, the promotion of greenery forest area for the development and sustainable management of forest and natural resources, and for minimizing the risk of climate change and adaptation in the Chure Tarai region. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो जीएसएम डाटा प्याक
100 रुपैयाँमा पाउनुहोस् 400 एमबी डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपैयाँमा त 850 एमबी साच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपैयाँमा 1500 एमबी डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 एमबी र पठाउनुहोस् 1415 मा
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् एस्ट्रिक 1415
आमा ढोक गरे
भाग्यमानी भए बाबु
कस्तो छ हजुरलाई
मलाई सन्चै छ
छोरीलाई कस्तो भयो आमा
सर सापट गरेर भए पनि जिन्दिन उपचार गरियो अहिले राम्रै छ
चिन्ता नगर्नुहोस् आमा म यताबाट पैसा पठाउँछु अनि त्यही पैसाले तपाईँलाई तिरन तारण चलाउनु होला 2500 रुपियाँ चाहिँ बचाएर राख्नु होला है
किन नि बाबु
मैले सुनेको अहिले हाम्रो गाउँ घरतिर सरकारले स्वास्थ्य बिमा सुरु गरेको छ रे
यो त गाउँ घरतिर पनि स्वास्थ्य बिमाको निकै चर्चा चलेको छ यो कस्तो हो बाबु
यो त निकै राम्रो छ नि आमा
बिरामी परिएन भने त 2500 त्यसै जान्छ नि बाबु
त्यस्तो होइन आमा कहिले बिरामी परिन्छ केही ठेगान नै हुँदैन यदि बिरामी परिहाल्यो भने यही स्वास्थ्य बिमा मार्फत उपचार सेवा लिन पाइयो नि
त्यसो भएपछि त्यहाँ तपाईँलाई पनि ढुक्क
अनि यहाँ तपाईँको छोरालाई पनि ढुक्क
त्यसो भए आज हामी स्वास्थ्य बिमा गर्छौँ तिमी पनि आफ्नो ख्याल राख्नु है बाबु
नेपाल सरकार सामाजिक स्वास्थ्य सुरक्षा विकास समिति टेकु काठमाडौँ
आर्थिक अभावका कारण स्वास्थ्य उपचारबाट अब कोही वञ्चित हुनुपर्ने छैन किनकि स्वास्थ्य सेवामा सबैको पहुँच पुगोस् भनेर नेपाल सरकारले स्वास्थ्य बिमा कार्यक्रम लागू गरेको छ
स्वास्थ्य बिमा कार्यक्रमबाट एक परिवारले वार्षिक 50,000 रुपियाँ बराबरको स्वास्थ्य सेवा प्राप्त गर्नेछ स्वास्थ्य सेवा प्राप्त गर्न अनिवार्य दर्ता भएको हुनुपर्छ दर्ताका लागि दर्ता सहयोगीहरू तपाईँकै घर दैलोमा आउनेछन् स्वास्थ्य बीमा सेवा प्राप्त गर्न पाँचजना बराबरको परिवारले वार्षिक 2500 रुपियाँ र पाँचजना भन्दा बढी सदस्य भएको परिवारले प्रति सदस्य 425 रुपियाँ जम्मा गर्नुपर्नेछ विपन्न परिवारका लागि भने नेपाल सरकारले विशेष व्यवस्था गरेको छ स्वास्थ्य बीमा कार्यक्रम कैलाली जिल्लाबाट शुरू भई अन्य जिल्लाहरूमा पनि छिट्टै लागू गरिनेछ
समयमै स्वास्थ्य बीमा गरी स्वास्थ्य उपचारमा पर्ने आर्थिक भार घटाउनुहोस्
नेपाल सरकार सामाजिक स्वास्थ्य सुरक्षा विकास समिति
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to more news now. The ongoing second session of the Legislature Parliament has been prorogued with the effect from last midnight. A letter relating to ending the current session received from the Office of the President was presented by Speaker Ansari Ghardi at yesterday's meeting and thereby ending the House session. Earlier yesterday, a decision to this end was reached at the meeting of the Council of Ministers. On the occasion, the Speaker also presented the details of the activities carried out during the session. In her remarks, the Speaker said that this session proved important in terms of implementing the new constitution and thanked the government and people for the successful holding of the first phase of local level elections. In the meeting, Speaker Ansari Ghardi also read out a letter sent by the Council of Ministers on some appointments and reshuffles in the government. Meanwhile, participating in the closing meeting of the session in the Parliament yesterday, lawmakers from various political parties expressed happiness over the first round of local elections and drew the government's attention towards making the second round of election more systematic. The Supreme Court has set coming May 25 as the date for hearing on the case of Nepal Police DIG Nawara Silwal. The hearing was scheduled to take place yesterday before an extended full bench, including seven apex court judges, court spokesperson Mahendra Upadhyay said the hearing was postponed after it was found that one of the judges was related to DIG Silwal. The apex court is hearing a writ filed by DIG Silwal against the appointment made by the government to the post of the Inspector General of Nepal Police. The government has appointed Minister for Industry Nabinder Raj Joshi as the Vice Chair of the Investment Board. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal, who chairs the board, appointed Minister Joshi to the post of the Vice Chair yesterday. Meanwhile, speaking at a program organized to welcome him at the board's office in New Baneshwar, Minister Joshi said the Investment Board Act needs to be revised in order to make its functioning effective. Senior leader of CPN-UML, Jhalanath Khanal, has said the wide gap between the first and second round of local-level elections will have adverse effects to the chances of holding the second-phase elections. Talking briefly to journalists at Birtamod yesterday, leader Khanal said the election alliance among different political parties has flopped. So the UML will have to think whether it should forge alliance in the second round. He, however, said that the first round of local election has brought the country back to constitutional track. Governments of Nepal is to construct 1,000 houses for Dalit, poor and extremely marginalized and disadvantaged communities in the district. The houses are going to be constructed under the People's Housing Program for the fiscal year 2017 and 18. According to the chief officer at the Urban Development and Construction Division Office, Milan Acharya Rajbiraj, the meeting held with parliament members and representatives of the political parties made the decision, which the authorities say will come into effect very soon. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8M News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. More than 3,000 prisoners are believed to have escaped from the main prison in Democratic Republic of Congo. The authorities say only around 50 prisoners got away when armed men attacked the prison on Wednesday. The security sources also said a police officer and at least 5 attackers were killed, while several sources say that up to 100 died. A top UN court has ordered Pakistan not to execute a former Indian Navy officer convicted on charges of spying until it has had time to hear a case brought by India. India has argued in the International Court of Justice that Pakistan violated international laws by not allowing it access to Kulbhushan Sudhir Jadhav. Jadhav was arrested in Balochistan in March 2016 and convicted last month. India denies Jadhav is a spy and Pakistan denies kidnapping him. Sitting in The Hague, the court rejected Pakistan's argument that it did not have jurisdiction over the case and said it would hear the case and seek arguments from both sides. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country, but there are chances of becoming generally cloudy in the hilly region towards late afternoon. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places of the eastern and western hilly region and at one or two places of the central hilly region. Now Kathmandu's weather report. Maximum temperature 29 degrees Celsius, minimum 16.8, relative humidity 97%. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Results of the first phase local election coming in. Results for 199 local units declared so far. Second parliament session prorogued since last midnight and more than 3,000 jailbirds believed to have escaped from the main prison in Democratic Republic of Congo. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.nb. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.